Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
And you can text us to 51551. Now, the Irish Thalidomide Association has called on the government to re-engage in talks about a state apology and a compensation package for survivors to include provisions for medical expenses. Finola Cassidy is spokesperson for the Irish Thalidomide Association, and she joins me now. Finola, you're very welcome to the
program.
Good evening,
Cormac.
We'll discuss what you're asking in just a second. You might tell me a little bit about thalidomide, first of all.
Thalidomide was the name on the ingredient in a drug that was licensed for sale in 1958, and it was the damaging ingredient. And what had happened was, when they were testing it, they never tested it on pregnant animals or whatever in the laboratory, and the damage was caused because it passed through the placenta barrier, and it literally was like a wrecking ball to the embryo, with damage to just about every part of a baby's development. Some people were born with no arms, no legs, no ears, and a lot of internal damage. And thousands of children died at birth or in utero. And now there is just a very few cohort of people surviving around the world.
How many people in Ireland does your association represent?
We represent about 40 people. And of that 40, 32 of them, but sadly some of them have since died, were acknowledged by the state in the 70s as being acknowledged thalidomide survivors. And then we represent the remaining few who have yet to receive acknowledgement for their catastrophic damage. Mm-hmm. And all of these people have undertaken medical diagnoses from world experts, and they have been categorically diagnosed as being thalidomide survivors. Okay. And that's why we're very anxious to bring them into the fold with the government.
So did you say 40-40?
40 is only all that is left.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you say you're looking for a state apology and a compensation package for those 40 people, and I think you called it a fair deal for those people who've been affected in a devastating way, I'm sure you'd agree. Can you spell that out for me? What are you looking for exactly?
Well, in the 70s, our parents accepted a certain deal, and I suppose it turned out that the children, us now in our 60s, nobody expected us to live this long. So the deal in itself was flawed in very many ways. It was never ruled by the courts, for example, so that the state didn't give a protection to the children about that money that they were being paid. And also, it never addressed our future needs. And you must remember that the overuse and the misuse of our bodies over 60 odd years, when you're catastrophically disabled, has taken a further toll. So we need to plan medically for our future. And we need the supports to do that.
Is there any engagement then in terms of when you were looking for re-engagement?
Re-engagement, simply because 15 years ago we started the Irish Thalidomide Association, and we came back to the drawing board because as a group we had led very independent and lives along different areas of life, exceptional lives in some cases. But our needs became very apparent as we began to deteriorate. And so at first time we were with Mary Harney, and now we are on our 13th Taoiseach since 1958, when the drug was first brought into Ireland, and we're on our 26th Minister for Health. So when we say engagement, the thalidomide tragedy, the thalidomide saga has been files on people's desks for many, many years. And it's really about trying to engage now. We had a negotiation process ongoing, but sadly it failed about a year ago, and it hasn't been restarted. And we're very disappointed at that. And in fairness, Micheál Martin has said in the Dáil, he has said on camera, Simon Harris, everybody, I was in Leinster House again last week, and everybody tells us that they want to re-engage and the process shouldn't have failed. But, you know, there is a lot of complexities to the story of the 40 of us. But we feel very strongly that this is a new Taoiseach, a new set of people, yet again, who could engage meaningfully with us. And you wouldn't find us lacking. We will find solutions around anything that comes up, as we were doing in last year's negotiations. We were getting somewhere. And there's no point rehashing why they failed, because it was just one of those things. Maybe misunderstandings on the part of the government. Maybe a certain action was taken that left us extremely very disappointed. And I'm not going to air that, because we are full of goodwill. But we are battle weary, and my members are feeling very strongly at this time, Cormac, that they are at the bottom of the political barrel. After 63 years, they absolutely need an urgent engagement. On the 1st of May, my negotiation team, the Irish Thalidomide Association, we wrote to the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste, and we, you know, reminded them of how involved they wanted to be and how much they wanted to do this process. But for a year, we have no date of a meeting. And life is going on all around us, and every other item is distracting them, understandably, from us. But we feel a short engagement with everything on the table could be agreed very quickly. Our people are exhausted. We're battle weary, and we don't want that to be used against us, because we are stronger than that. But it is time for full engagement on all the issues.
I'm scratching my head, I must say, Fionnuala, because the old legal maxim of justice delayed is justice denied surely might apply in your case at the moment. You're on your 13th Taoiseach, you say, your 26th Minister for Health. Maybe Simon Harris, this Taoiseach, will be the man to grasp the nettle here.
I really hope he is. I've only met him on a few more occasions, and I certainly have got that impression, so I'm hoping he will. But, you know, it struck me earlier, you had a minister in here earlier, and he was absolutely adamant about protecting the young people of this country from a product that was causing damage. Now, you think of that in the present day, social media, newspapers, the way we all interact in our lives. But back in the 1961, when the international withdrawal was announced of that drug, the Irish government made a decision, a deliberate decision, not to announce the withdrawal. And like, the care of us as children of the state was in their hands at that time. And that's unforgivable. And we now have a lot of people who've historically investigated. Olivia O'Leary had investigated as a young journalist. And we have the proof, you know, that this was the case.
Okay, so you have a causal link, let's say. Can you explain to people then, you've been waiting for decades, really, for justice, an apology and a fair deal, as you say, in terms of a compensation package. Can you explain to people, though, the impact this has had on your life, being affected by thalidomide?
Absolutely. As a group of people, you can imagine, you know, somebody hurts their shoulder, or they break their leg, or, you know, something like that. And the inconvenience and the, you know, just the whole trying to get around the disability. Mm-hmm. But we were born like this from birth. No arms, no legs, internal damage. Hearing was a huge issue. And in some cases, some of our people were sent away to special schools. Some of the stories are horrific that our people had to go through. Our family, we call ourselves the thalidomide family. And really, you know, sometimes we say it's life went on in spite of thalidomide, but, you know, it has been an unfair legacy. And it's now that overuse and the misuse of the limbs and the difficult undertakings that we took as people. And Cormac, if I could say, the Taoiseach has recently said that he has a very large file. He was at the Finance Committee recently, and he said he's a very large file on thalidomide on his desk. But we, in our 12-year court battle against the state, we have not been granted one page of discovery by the state. A couple of box files, but nothing really important. And they tell us that they have thousands and thousands of pages. And I suppose when I started this 15 years ago, I went to the National Archives and I trawled what actually turned out to be only two files, but funnily enough, in the Taoiseach section. And I was horrified to read the mindset within those files. In cabinet briefing papers, it said stuff like, the cost to the exchequer will diminish as the children die. We weren't expected, the catastrophic injuries, we weren't expected to reach 60. And like, that's all the state of play back then.
So historically, you were seeing it in cold financial terms.
Oh, cold financial terms. And when we were being assessed, everything was pointed. And depending on whether your damage was 50 points, 20 points, that was the small compensation that we got. But I need the Taoiseach to realise, you know, when he's been briefed, that he needs to be briefed about the state of play in the mindset, and a deliberate decision. And we have it on record that it's a deliberate decision not to withdraw the drug. And Olivia O'Leary was a young journalist at the time, and she said that the fear was that people might go to England and have abortions when they realised their children were catastrophically disabled.
So you're talking about the Taoiseach being briefed, and you're pleading for him to remember stuff when he is being briefed by officials.
Well, what I'm actually hoping for is...
Would you like to meet him?
Oh, yeah. On Taoiseach, Simon Harris has to meet with me and my colleagues. He needs to hear our version and not just a government briefing, because...
Why,
you know,
does he need to hear it from the horse's mouth, let's say?
Well, why? I think there is always a narrative. I mean, why would this saga be going on so long if there wasn't a permanent government narrative as to why they won't solve this? So the humanity now has to be added in. And I'm really, really hoping that that is going to be done very soon.
Finola Cassidy from the Irish Thalidomide Association. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.